And that's where we leave the World Service for this morning, to pop the cork on a new day here on BBC Radio 4. Very good morning. Thank you for your company. It's 20 past five on Monday, the 10th of February, 2025. Welcome. This is Vigialis. And Stav Daenerys is standing by with a shipping forecast. Before that, let's look ahead to later this morning when we have an ingenious get-rich-quick scheme for you.
I'm penniless comedian Sunil Patel. And in my new series for weekday mornings on Radio 4 and BBC Sounds, I'm on a quest to marry into money.
If you want to bag an heiress, you have to dress like you fit in Chelsea. People who went to Ollie's wedding in Made in Chelsea were not wearing Heat t-shirts.
Do you want to get married?
I'm so sorry.
Sharing tips for success.
Of course, the most polite thing to do is butter your date's bread.
Would you want someone touching your bread rolls?
It depends who it is.
An Idiot's Guide to Bagging an Heiress. This Monday to Friday morning at 11:45.
Time now to head to the BBC Weather Centre and join Stav Daenerys. Morning, Stav.
Thanks very much, Vigi. Good morning to you. Now, the shipping forecast issued by the Met Office on behalf of the Maritime Coast Guard Agency. It's 0505 on Monday, the 10th of February. There are warnings of gales in Fitzroy. The general synopsis at midnight. New low expected just west of Fitzroy, 1005, by midnight tonight. The area forecast for the next 24 hours. Viking, north at Zira, northern south at Zira. Variable, mainly northeasterly 2 to 4, veering easterly 3 to 5, increasing 6 later in south Viking. Fair, good. Southern south at Zira. Northeasterly 4 to 6, veering easterly 5 to 7, perhaps gale 8 later. Fair, good. 40s, easterly mainly 5 to 7, but 4 at first in north. Showers, good. Cromarty, 4th, Tyne. Southeasterly 4 at first in north Cromarty, otherwise easterly or northeasterly 4 to 6. Showers, good. Dogger, Fisher, German Bight. East or northeast 5 to 7, perhaps gale 8 later. Showers, occasionally wintry. Good, occasionally poor. Humber, east or northeast 5 to 7, rain or showers. Moderate or good, occasionally poor. Thames, Dover, White, Portland, Plymouth. Easterly or northeasterly 4 to 6, becoming variable 2 to 4 later, except in North Thames and Plymouth. Rain or showers, moderate or good, occasionally poor. Biscay, cyclonic, becoming east 3 to 5, rain then showers, good, occasionally poor at first. South Fitzroy, cyclonic 4 or 5, occasionally 3 at first and 6 later, rain or thundery showers, moderate or good, occasionally poor. North Fitzroy, cyclonic, mainly easterly 5 to 7, occasionally gale 8 in west. Rain or showers, moderate or good, occasionally poor. Sol, Lundy, Fastnet, Irish Sea, Shannon. East or northeast 4 to 6, occasionally 7 later in Sol. Showers, good. Rockall, Malin. East or southeast 4 or 5, occasionally 6 in Malin. Showers, good. Hebrides, east or southeast 4 or 5, occasionally 3 at first and 6 later, showers later, good. Bailey, southerly or southeasterly 4 or 5, occasionally 6 at first in northwest, showers, good. Fairall, southerly at first in north, otherwise easterly or southeasterly 3 to 5, increasing 6 later in south, mainly fair, good. Faroes, south or southeast 3 to 5, showers, good. Southeast Iceland, southwesterly 4 to 6, backing southerly 3 to 5 later, occasional rain, moderate or good. Now weather reports from coastal stations for 0400. Tyree Automatic, east by north 4, 16 miles, 1038, falling more slowly. Stornoway, east-southeast 3, 11 miles, 1040, falling slowly. Lerwick, south by east 2, 16 miles, 1044, falling slowly. Lucas, east by north 4, 19 miles, 1039, falling slowly. Bridlington, northeast by east 5, 1033, falling slowly. Sandetti Light Vessel Automatic, east northeast 5, 1 mile, 1026. Jersey, east by north 3, rain 5 miles, 1022, falling slowly. Channel Light Vessel Automatic, northeast 6, 5 miles, 1023. Scilly Automatic, northeast by east 5, 12 miles, 1025, falling slowly. Valentia, east by north 2, 6 miles, 1031, falling slowly. Ronald's Way, east northeast 6, 12 miles, 1034, falling more slowly. Malin Head, east by south 6, 15 miles, 1036, falling. Now here is the weather forecast for the inshore waters of Great Britain and Northern Ireland valid for the following 24 hours issued by the Met Office at 0500 on Monday the 10th of February. The general situation: the cold east to northeasterly airflow currently affecting the United Kingdom will continue during Monday. Most areas will have showers, with the southeast of England also having some longer spells of rain at times. Cape Wrath to Rattray Head, including Orkney, southeast 3 to 5, backing east 4 to 6, showers later, good. Rattray Head to Berwick upon Tweed, east or northeast 4 to 6, showers, good. Berwick upon Tweed to Whitby, east or northeast 4 to 6, showers, good, occasionally moderate. Whitby to Gibraltar Point, northeast 5 to 6, decreasing 4 at times, showers, then rain later, good, occasionally moderate at first and poor later. Gibraltar Point to North Foreland, northeasterly 4 to 6, backing northerly 3 or 4 later in south, rain or showers, good, moderate or good, occasionally poor. North Foreland to Celtibill, northeasterly 4 or 5, occasionally 6 at first and east, backing northerly 3 to 5, then northwesterly 2 to 4 later, rain or showers, moderate or good, occasionally poor in east. Celtibill to Lyme Regis, northeast 4 or 5, occasionally 6 at first, backing north 2 to 4 later, showers, becoming fair later, good, occasionally moderate. Lyme Regis to Land's End, including the Isles of Scilly, northeast 4 or 5, occasionally 6 at first and 3 later, showers, good. Land's End to St David's Head, including the Bristol Channel, east or northeast 4 or 5, occasionally 6 at first and 3 later, rain at first and east, otherwise showers, good, occasionally poor at first and east. St David's Head to Grey Tormhead, including St George's Channel, northeast 4 or 5, occasionally 6 at first, decreasing 3 at times in Cardigan Bay and Carnarvon Bay, showers, good. Grey Tormhead to the Mull of Galloway, northeast 4 to 6, decreasing 3 or 4 later in Liverpool Bay and Morecambe Bay, showers for a time in south, good. Isle of Man, northeast 5 or 6, decreasing 4 or 5 later, fair, good. Loch Foyle to Carlingford Loch, east or northeast 4 to 6, showers, good. Mull of Galloway to Mull of Kintyre, including the Firth of Clyde and North Channel, easterly or northeasterly 4 or 5, occasionally 3 in far north, increasing 6 at times elsewhere, showers later, good. Mull of Kintyre to Ardnamurchan Point, easterly or northeasterly 4 or 5, occasionally 6 in west and south, decreasing 3 at times in east and north, fair then showers, good. Ardnamurchan Point to Cape Wrath, easterly or southeasterly 3 to 5, occasionally 6 later in far north, mainly fair, good. Shetland Isles, south or southeast 2 to 4, backing east or southeast 3 to 5, mainly fair, good. And that completes your shipping bulletin. I'll be back with a general weather forecast in just a few minutes' time, but for now I'll hand you back to VG.
Stan, thanks very much indeed. This is BBC Radio 4. It's 5:30 on Monday, the 10th of February. Good morning. This is News Briefing with Vigialis. A second Labour MP has apologised for comments made in a WhatsApp chat. The Home Office says more than 600 people were arrested last month by its immigration teams. In business, President Trump says he'll impose a 25% tariff on all imports of steel and aluminium. And in sport, the Philadelphia Eagles beat the Kansas City Chiefs in the Super Bowl. A second Labour MP has apologised for comments made in a WhatsApp chat after Andrew Gwynn was sacked as a minister on Saturday because of his posts in the same group. The MP for Burnley, Oliver Ryan, said he regretted he didn't challenge some of the comments he'd seen in the group between 2019 and early 2022, and he wholeheartedly apologised for some of his own posts. A government source said Labour's chief whip would speak to Mr. Ryan and no action was off the table. Andrew Gwynn has already been suspended by the party over his allegedly racist, sexist and homophobic remarks. A former government special adviser under the Conservatives, Salma Shah, says there is the risk that all politicians could be tainted by this scandal.
It's not just about acting quickly for the Prime Minister, but how do you communicate to the public that actually this isn't something that's just done all the time as par for the course for all other politicians as well? So it's that contamination and the way people will regard how Westminster operates more generally, I think, that is a wider problem for all of us.
President Trump has doubled down on his plan to take ownership of Gaza and move the Palestinian population out, despite the global outrage the proposal has caused. He was asked by journalists on board Air Force One how he could commit the United States to building holiday resorts in Gaza over the next 10 or 15 years, when his term in office will end in 2029.
I'm committed to buying and owning Gaza. As far as us rebuilding it, we may give it to other states in the Middle East to build sections of it. We're committed to owning it, taking it, and making sure that Hamas doesn't move back. But we're going to take care of the Palestinians. We're going to make sure they live beautifully and in harmony and in peace.
The German Chancellor Olaf Scholz has described Mr. Trump's plan for Gaza as a scandal. During a TV debate ahead of a general election, Mr. Scholz said the relocation of a population was unacceptable and against international law. His conservative rival Friedrich Merz said he shared that assessment but wanted to hear other proposals coming from Washington. The Home Office says 609 people were arrested by its immigration teams last month. It says more than 800 visits were carried out, including to nail bars, car washes, convenience stores and restaurants. Later today, MPs will start debating the border security, asylum and immigration bill, which includes measures aimed at tackling people smuggling gangs. The former Labour Home Secretary, Lord Blunkett, told the Westminster Hour here on Radio 4 that he's made one additional suggestion to the current Home Secretary, Yvette Cooper.
If we can reach agreement with the French and the incoming German government, could they set up